All right, I'm here. This is Mission Possible. I'm the boss, RJ, and we are listening to BBSRadio.com. I'm really excited. I just got finished doing our parade. Oh, my goodness. You know, we had a big storm out here. We had a storm. I stayed up all night Friday praying for a window. I mean, we had high winds. We had storming. I have people calling me on the phone saying, you've got to cancel the parade. You can't have a parade. This just can't go on. And I said, I have no option. I cannot. I said, but what I will do is pray. I said, it's not going to rain on my parade. It is not. I mean, I know that song. I know it. Nobody's going to rain on my parade. And I'm telling you, it did not. I mean, we are talking about last year. I had more rain last year than I have this year. So God blessed us. And I know that one can pray away the weather and get what they want, because I got what I want. I mean, it stormed inches. I don't know if any of you heard how much rain, how much winds, how high they were. I'm so excited. Dr. Ninja's wearing the room. We're going to put Don Newsom on, and we're going to get to this thing, because Don just gave us some information of vaccination, what's happening in my home state of New Jersey. And he wants to tell everybody, and I want to. Dr. Len, to hear it too. Yeah, I want to hear it too. And we're going to go on. So pick up that phone here. Here you go. Say hello to everybody out there, Dr. Len. Tell them what's going on.
Reverend Rossi, it's a pleasure to join you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I was just on the Internet. There's a couple very beautiful, wonderful. It's what I really appreciate about all the support that we've been getting internationally. There's a couple websites that have taken the issues that I've raised in the documentary called In Lies We Trust. And it's a documentary for those who are not aware of it yet. I released about a week or two ago and a little bit earlier on the Internet a documentary called In Lies We Trust. The subtitle, CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And it deals very critically with the federal government's pronouncements and propaganda that basically tells us that we need to, as American families, prepare ourselves for biological weapons attacks and nuclear explosions. And then when you read through their website, it really does not give you any confidence that the preparations are going to be helpful. Mildly so, but when we're looking at issues of bioterrorism and when we're looking at issues of nuclear explosions, it reminds me of what I show in the film In Lies We Trust. It's the duck and cover cartoon back during the 50s and early 60s when the nuclear weapons developers were telling children that they've got to cover themselves under their desks in lieu of a potential nuclear attack. So the propaganda is really coming thick and heavy. The vaccine issue is heating up. You may have heard that about 2 weeks ago, about 2,000 families in Maryland were ordered by the court to bring their children in for vaccinations and were fined $50 a day for every day that they declined to comply with the court order. So what you're looking at is, you know, instead of a sovereign spiritual being, human beings, Americans, and in a land of liberty, and what this country stands for is freedom, justice, religious beliefs honored, civil rights honored. Well, that's all out the window now with regard to the public health agenda. So everybody that's listening, if you would kindly, and we've been I'm very grateful, thankful for the international support we've been getting to bring this gift for the holiday season to every person who has ears to hear this kind of information, every eyes to see it. It's critically important. It is a slam dunk. If you watch In Lies We Trust and you don't wake up, then you are gone. And the documentation is superlative. And it's all the documents that are really important. I've posted for free downloads on the Internet as well. So we've gotten
Thank you,
Truth Seeker from UK on the Internet is really plugging away at the disclosure of Dr. Maurice Hilleman from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the about 10-minute segment that I posted within the film in a segment now on YouTube as well as in the Google free full download. You can actually watch the whole thing right now on Google, 2.5 hours on Google, thanks to John Long, who I know you know, Reverend Roxy.
Aesop'sFables.com.
Yeah, wonderful man, John Long. So this is it's really a blessing to see that people are concerned as much as I am, that they're doing as much as I'd like to see happen. And for those of you who are listening, again, if you have not seen In Lies We Trust, please call this toll-free number, order your copy. It's basically we're asking people to donate from the love in their heart just to cover our costs. If you don't have the money, you can get the film for free. It's a downloadable file on Google right now, the full thing, and it's also on YouTube in 16 parts. But here's the toll-free number, and then I'll give you the website where you can order it as well. It's toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And you can go online to inliesweetrust.com. In lies, instead of in God we trust, in lieswetrust.com. And please do that quickly so that you can have your copies for making many, many, many other copies to give as gifts for the holiday season to the people that you love and whose lives you want to save.
You know, I want to say about the In Lies We Trust that Dr. Len has been contacting all the television networks in different places and trying to get it on, and he ran into one. Get this, folks, and this is how you know that this DVD has got to be hot. You know, truth, you know what the boss says all the time. Truth is a dangerous explosion. Now, we haven't been getting anybody refuting In Lies We Trust. We're not getting anybody that's calling up and saying that your research is erroneous, that you can be refuted, that there'll be a pure journal in there, that they'll refute everything. They're not. What they want to do is they want to ignore us. Can you dig this? I don't know if those people who are familiar with free speech television, why Dr. Len sent that to them, and they let him know that they will not play his DVD on their television station. Is that not right? Isn't that what happened, Dr. Len?
That's absolutely stunning. And so here's something you can do, folks, as well. The acquisitions manager in the programming department for Free Speech Television had me send two copies to him, one at his home address and one to the station in Denver, Colorado. They're located at 2900 Welton Street, Suite 300, Denver, Colorado, and his name is Kyle Harris. Apparently, Kyle has rejected the film, will not show it on Free Speech Television, and if you'd like to get in touch with Kyle to articulate your concerns about
we'll show it.
What's that?
We would love to show it. In fact, we have a little banner down there on our website to that, but we will show it. We'll put it up right promptly on the BVS LA TV. We'll pull it right in and hope that everyone watches it.
Hey, John.
And we'll put
that's
a link.
Awesome.
We'll put a link to it, and let's talk to you guys. Maybe send a note down to some of our affiliates, maybe even Out There TV. We love those people out there, and see if they'll run it.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
on
thank
hundreds
you.
Of markets, from what I understand. So,
you're
guys,
awesome, brother.
Yeah.
And folks, you're listening to Don Newsom, who is the chairman of the board and chief cook and bottle washer for BBS Radio Network, and this is the type of person that I've gotten to know over the past 3 years. He is just a superlative human being, totally dedicated to truth seekers and truth tellers and putting it out in the best way that he can. So help BBS and our whole BBS family by simply becoming...
help everybody, you know?
Yeah,
tell everybody
about BBS.
Well, it's not just us, folks. I mean, these guys went to the state of MD to create the first poison wave and to really indoctrinate the people and to see if it can be done and grab a poor community and then make them do something that really they shouldn't and don't have to do and did it anyways. and nailed them, and now they're doing it in New Jersey. They're trying to put a proposal to require flu vaccines for all preschoolers. New Jersey Public Health Council is expected to vote tomorrow on a rule that would require flu vaccines for any child entering daycare or preschool. And if it are approved, it'd be the first in the, you know, first state, really, to do that mandate. So, New Jersey, hey, my hat's off to you. Congrats, guys, over there. You're a sick bunch of wackos. You know, to me, to have them, I have to wonder. This is a question for you. It's been gnawing on me and gnawing on me. Because this sick bunch over at the media networks, and most of it being owned by the very few corrupt, including to me, Rupert, and to see the way they're twisting the media, is it really true that there are chemtrails in other countries, or is it just here?
I witnessed them in Paris heavily.
Really?
Yeah. It's not in Hawaii because
A globalist agenda, because my question is, how could it be, how could this be a part of a national movement or American movement if we're already owned by foreign interests through the Federal Reserve and they're giving everything away? So if Bush is a lawyer and he goes in and he's the top of the government, he's going to say to the judicial branch, screw you, these laws don't even hold anymore because this isn't even a constitution of the people. Because your government is already owned, and so is the entire economic system is owned by foreigners. So almost you could say that he came in there, and he's just pulling his wool away, weight around, and you've got probably a bunch of people in the corrupt bunch of people in all forms of cabinet, especially in our parliament. And they don't care anymore, and he's probably, in one way or another, proven to them he's going to do it, whether they like it or not, and he can get away with it.
Yeah, and it's absolutely reflecting this globalization and the global elite, the cryptocracy, the Illuminati, or whatever you name
the
you
bankers.
Want to give them.
Well, it's always about money, yeah. Money and power, so they're bankers to me.
And it's about population control with the power to control the populations and the money making off of humanity's sicknesses and diseases and vaccinations that contain cancer.
Well, is it true then China is the only country that doesn't have chemtrails? And if not, why them? Why are they the only ones that don't have chemtrails? Now, could it be that the money that's being spent on this wants it to look like China's, you know, being devoid of chemtrails? Or, you know, it's such a weirdness out there in the media that it's very difficult to find out really what's going on because they twist it. But when you bring it right down to the fact of who really runs the money and who controls it and who are the heads of these secret organizations of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, the people at the top in closed door meetings, who are they? And why don't we haul them out before the people? I'm just curious. Why aren't we there yet? Why aren't the people so mad like they've gotten in other countries, to say, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to be injected. We're not going to be infected. We're not going to be, you know,
Because the threshold of pain tolerance is high. People are drugged out, burned out, and distracted out. They've got their televisions. They've got their beers. They've got their drugs. And they're not in pain enough to revolt. That's the thesis that was advanced by Karl Marx.
Really? That makes sense. They're too numb.
Well, I'll tell you something else, guys. As you talk about why the people are not going to revolt, you also have to remember if they do, and I've been telling Dr. Len about this chemical that is being stockpiled in all the police departments and all of the military. It's called BZ chemicals. If anybody out there has their computer on, wants to type in BZ chem.
Boy, zoo, chem.
Huh?
Boy Zoo, as in boy.
Yeah, Boy Zoo.
Gotcha.
Put BZ into it. Just BZ chemical in and read what it says that chemical does to you. It is an interesting chemical, BZ chem. It is a mind control. It will make you lose your mind. Groups, crowds, they can spray this stuff over a crowd and have that whole crowd disabled in a matter of minutes. And this stuff stays in the soil and in the water for, oh, they say like 135 years. So they have in their arsenal, and this is what I know to be true about these people, that they have been using this to blackmail people.
But they're doing it right here.
They put you under the influence of this chemical, and you do terrible things, and then they videotape you doing those terrible things, and then they blackmail you because they say, isn't this you? And you don't have any memory.
Are those wackos hunkering down in the United States? Is that why all the reports say, oh, they're fleeing, they're going here, they're going to Australia, they're going to the UK,
is
it because they're hunkering down right here in this country, these sickos? And they're bringing in Blackwater employees, and they're really digging into the government and the military-industrial complex and big pharma. They wouldn't be so willing to grab all areas of our society and bring it down if they weren't firmly implanted. And I just keep thinking that these guys are actually truly going to try to bring about a fascist regime.
Oh, honey, I'm telling you, that's the basis of my show. That's the basis of the Inside Hour. It's the basis of the show.
I won't accept it. No way.
You won't accept it. You're not supposed to accept it. That's why BBSRadio.com exists, you see, so that we can begin to talk about these things. I'm willing to get out there and let them know. I know what they can do to us, but I also know that we have to show them. Somebody's going to have to show them. It looks like it's going to be the Christians and the Lions again. And we're going to have to go out there and do it. But I also want to make people aware that when we do, these guys are going to make a last-ditch effort. Like George Bush said, if they ever found out what we were doing, this is one of Bob Woodard's books. I can't remember which one, whether it's Plan of the Attack, Commanders, or State of Denial. But the quote from the president is, if they ever find out what we've done, the American people will chase us down the street and lynch us.
Oh, that's a fact.
Is that
that's the absolute truth. And the people are going to get to that point soon. The question is, when and what does that mean?
Now, Lynn, you know a little bit about the UN and all of that in terms of it. But I do believe, isn't it possible for them to, just like they take over other countries, if we get out of hand, isn't it true that the UN could come in and step in and intervene and take us over?
There's no question that multinational peacekeepers as well as mercenaries have been hired to patrol in the United States. And if you think about the fact that you've got all of these military sign-up stations, recruitment centers all over the place. I mean, at malls you've got them now. They're visiting every high school. They can't get enough because we don't have enough military personnel with all the wars and the war on terror internationally that we're engaged in. And meanwhile, if it was truly about being a strong military presence in the world, why then would our government be injecting our soldiers and creating Gulf War syndrome, intoxicating every single military personnel? And now what you see is that there is an alternative agenda. You know, when we look at what is rolling, literally, on trains through northern Idaho, we have pictures of arms, potentially nuclear even, from China. There's all sorts of international armaments that we have witnessed and have been photographed moving through northern Idaho. So there's a lot of issues with the fact that, you know, we can't depend on our government. We can't depend on our military at the highest level. You know, I pray.
I mean, we actually have to be. You know what doesn't make sense to me? What you say makes I love what you say. But what doesn't make sense to me is this. The fact that you've got some people that are way too rich for their own good, that are buying the arms on all sides, that are really the inhuman ones that are killing everybody, we kind of know who they are, and yet they're at such arm's length, we have to get to them through our own government, we can't do that. See, it hurts me so much that we actually have to do it from ground roots. We have to start at ground roots, find a way to get to our parliament members, then find a way to get to our representatives that'll get to whoever it is they get to anymore so that we can change government. When it's such a farce, and these people have become to the point of untouchable. I don't like untouchable. I think these people should really have to pay for such a huge amount of inhuman behavior that it's incalculable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know why we're not bringing those names out and out and out and out and out and out until people get the repetitive nature of it.
Oh, well then, yeah.
And we kind of said a Ron Paul movement says, these are the 20 crime lords that are trying to kill y'all.
These are the
20 crime lords that are trying to kill you all.
We're going to start that list. That's a great idea.
You know who's at the top of my
insane.
List? When you talk about that, you know who's at the top of the list for me? Kissinger?
Oh, yes!
Brzezinski.
Bang!
These guys have been around.
The ones that are in the inner circle that, right, that really make the rules of the inner circle. You bet.
They have been celebrating. They're celebrating this year the 60th anniversary of their brainchild, the Hoover Commission, the reorganization of our American government, and the inception of the CIA.
It should be a list that goes around and says, look, the most wanted 20 people in the world, and they're trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Please pass it on. These are the 20 most wanted people in the world, and they're trying to kill
you. Give us the list. You got the list in front of you?
You know, between a few of us, I think we could come pretty damn close to accurate.
Hey, Len, who's on your top list as one of the top 20?
I would say it's a Rothschild. It has to go directly to the old money.
Yeah, into the families and into the old money. I agree.
Old money sent Kissinger, huh?
Well, yeah, Kissinger, it was Nelson Rockefeller's protege. And so Rockefeller got his money from Rothschild, you know, and they have been running things like from Europe. You know who would else be also, besides David Rockefeller, you would have George Soros, the man who stole the Human Genome Project and has control of everything.
Right. Yeah.
Could you just elaborate on that a little bit? Because I think people are, I know I'm ignorant to that one. Why don't you explain to people that listen?
Well, they're going
to
patent it soon, from what I understand.
Now, what is that about, when you say the human genome and that he mapped it? What power goes there for him?
This is in the book. As a matter of fact, I just, right now, the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, is on back order, and I just finished the new updated edition and sent it off. So it'll be 6 weeks before we have the capacity to send it out. But in the book, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and it's a book, it's a scientific text, really. So if you're a healthcare professional or a researcher or scientist, it's great for you. Average layperson, it's a little technical. But the story is that I've documented meticulously is that the federal government of the United States and several other major governments had funded for almost 20 years what was called the Human Genome Project for the discovery of the entire DNA sequence of the human being. And it was several billion dollars had been spent on it, and funding went to university professors, and all of the university professors that were working on it sincerely believed that when it was done, the benefits and the rewards would go to the schools, go to the people, the researchers, go to the people. Instead, what happened was 2 weeks before it was completed, J. Craig Venter, who is an executive with one of the most advanced research institutes in the field, he actually, working on behalf of George Soros and his group, defrauded the officials that were in charge of the Human Genome Project for the federal government of the United States, literally defrauded them, and that in the process of defrauding them, he captured the patent rights on all of it. And so that's literally what happened. The entire Human Genome Project was privatized. U.S. taxpayers funded it heavily, as well as international interests funded it. But what happened was it went from public domain into privatization and patentization, where every sequence went became patentable and patented by George Soros et al. The vast majority of patents now in that were discovered by public benefit, for public benefit, by public tax monies, have now been privatized. And the most frightening thing of all is that the DNA is an electromagnetic bioresonant receiver and transmitter of, ideally, nature, natural frequency vibrations, or the Creator's love. So it's really DNA is an antenna. But the fact that you have now the entire sequence and the resonant structures of those sequences, you really have the capacity to manipulate it, you know, beyond what I can tell you God does not want. God does not want to have, it's very clear in the book of Genesis, the last time the Creator really got angry with this planet, if you remember, in the book of Genesis, he made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights because they were changing the genes. It was, the story goes, the Nephilim, the fallen angels, or the aliens, or the gods with a small g, were coming down, coming, having sex with, that is,
the Pantheon
and the daughters
age, right?
of men.
The Pantheon Age.
Yeah, and yeah. So that's what happened. There were Herculeans being born, and if you read the Bible carefully, you'll see that's what really outraged the Creator and said, I'm not going to stand for this. I want my people, not some foreign genetic crossbreed from gods and super gods, whatever. I think that that's where we're at today. This is part and parcel for the end times. It's part and parcel for the reason why, Don, I think what you say holds great hope that there will be a massive awakening. I see it as a spiritual awakening where people will know in their hearts that they've been being sold down the tubes, and it's going to be such a strong frequency of an awakening that it's going to be a really larger volume, higher volume, more audibly recognizable than your radio. It's going to be a really innate, intrinsic sense, man, something is rotten in Denmark, and I'm not going to stand here for it anymore. And I think that's the really the only hope that I see holding up. But at the same time, here we've got George Soros et al. Controlling the genetics. We've got them producing the electromagnetic frequency resonance equipment. So bio-spiritual warfare, the end times, the most advanced technologies for human manipulation and genetic mutation is through the airways, is through the electromagnetic frequencies. And they know it. The Illuminati, the globalists know it. They've been using it. That's what HARP is partly about. The sister organization in Europe is called ISCAT. They have these frequency generators now that are changing everything from the weather to human behavior. And so this is the only hope. And this is where I leave the readers of the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And this is where I leave the readers of the book Healing Celebrations, and this is where I leave it in Walk on Water, and here's where I leave it in DNA Power to the Sacred Spiral. There's no hope except by divine engagement, and it is happening. There's a virtual rapture. The Christians are, you know, basically calling for a rapture. Well, I'm saying it's happening right now, that those of us who are awake enough to hear this truth, to hear the calling in their hearts, are waking up. So I hold that same, superior, supernatural hope, Don.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. It has to be the case. Every indicator, every scientific indicator, and every response indicator, emotional indicator, the way the Earth changed from a constant to a variable, I mean, everything kind of shows that we're in an evolutionary spike, whether we call it the revelation, the knowing, the unveiling, the revealing, the new age, the next age, we're already in a black hole, and the reason we see, you know, I always think this way. The reason we see things after the fact, because it's always after the fact that we see them, is because we see things in the past. And therefore, doesn't a black hole warp time? It's all information. What would you be inside there? Would it be any really thing you want? I would have to say, you could pass through a dimensional barrier and be in it without really even knowing it. I don't know. It's hard for me to explain, but I personally think that we're on a massive, massive evolutionary spike, and that the year 2012 just proves the only thing that every archaic, almost every cryptic document, almost every scholarly document talking about one form of religion or ancient cultures from the ancient stone tablets, they all have one thing in common, and usually it's not even God. It's a UFOs. Almost invariably, they talk about off-worlders. So, you know, I think 2012 and the calendar alludes to that time period where we have a change in the energies of a coming home. I don't know. I it's hard for me to really put any facts to. To me, it's all conjecture in my mind because I'm guessing. But it's something's really heading to some sort of a interesting new development. And it might be critical mass, too, for all I know.
Yeah, you know where I come from, they say, the world ain't coming to an end, my friends. It's
no.
coming to a start.
It's starting something.
Yeah. Let me do a little work here. I got BBS Radio. I got Don Newsom and Dr. Leonard Horowitz at the same time. Two of my favorite people to be kicking it with. This is Mission Possible Radio Show. I'm the boss, RJ, and we're going to continue. We're going to continue to talk about the things that need to be talked. We're hoping that you might have a question for either Dr. Len or Don. You may want to tell your side or tell us what's going on in your part of the world. We would love to hear that beep. And in fact, I'm going to make it real easy for you. I'm sitting here with a DVD. It's called The Power of Community, the Cuba oil crisis when they didn't have no oil, and it talks about a lot of things. I'm going to send this DVD, this wonderful DVD, to you if you call in right now, because we want to know you're listening out there.
And if you're going to do that, I'm going to donate a copy of In Lives We Trust.
There you go. That's two DVDs that will be sent to you in the mail by our organization, but you got to call us, and you got to tell us something. You got to say something. So
wow.
We'll be waiting to hear 877-876-5227, that.
877-876-5227, toll free, folks, if you're in the U.S., of course, Canada. Is the 888 number, but you got to go to bbsradio.com to get there. So,
hey, let me talk to you too. Okay, I'm gonna ask a question and you guys answer it. All right? Okay. Who do you believe can change our American government for the good? Who do you think we should call on, aside from Ghostbusters?
Well,
besides the creator, you mean?
And the creator, yeah, we should be hollering from him too. But who do you think could fix some of the stuff that's going on? Do you know anybody?
I do.
It could be outside.
I do.
The
I absolutely do. And the man is, like it was stated in an earlier program, divine. And that's Ron Paul.
Okay.
I think enough people can get around him with his character and integrity. He's the man. Oh, you got a caller. You want to put him on the air?
Oh, put him on.
It.
Hello?
Yes, I had a question for Reverend Roxy.
Yes. Ask away.
Oh, am I on the air?
Yeah, you are. This is Reverend Roxy.
Oh, hi, Reverend. This is Jim in South Florida. How are you tonight?
Oh, hi, Jim in South Florida. Boy, you are a loyal listener.
Oh, I look forward to you every Sunday. I hardly watch. The TV's off. I look forward to your show at night. I hope you're going to stay on in the new year and hope you keep, you know, spreading the word and everything.
Oh.
You and Dr. Len get together. You just put out this great energy. And I was a big fan of your movie, Dr. Horowitz, Love the Real Da Vinci Code.
Oh, thank you, brother.
It really is. Just the way you tied everything in, and I got Scott Huckabee, Love in 528.
Isn't that a wonderful album?
Yeah, I play it in my car, and my 20-year-old Mercedes is actually running like brand new.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Fine.
And Don, you got one hell of a radio station going, and it has just literally woken me up so much this year.
Oh, you know, thank you. I love hearing that because I hear it all the time.
I mean,
It's where everybody's waking up. I just got it. You're just reinforcing it and keep letting people know, because you'll find that not only will you touch them greater, but somehow they already know, and you just get, it just goes click. Everybody's waking up.
Yeah, I mean, just the range of guests and topics you cover is just, it just blows me away. And everybody's waking up now, and we just have to keep spreading the word. I mean, these people that are running this show, they're skating on thin ice. And
I agree.
They've lost their golden touch. People are waking up, you know, to the lies and propaganda and all this. It's slowly happening.
You know, I'll tell you, I love you, buddy, because you can't slap America when you brainwashed them to be free. And if they actually think they can, they got an interesting battle ahead of them, because they got a lot of people who absolutely believe in the very fiber of their being that they not only are free, but they bloody well stand for freedom. And you're going to slap them in the face with a fascistic idiot? Imbecile? Who's trying to kill you and cover it up, and he's letting all these run-amok corporations trying to disease you, kill you, and spread chemtrails over you? Hell with that!
Mm-hmm.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
And that's my strongest way to put it, because bloody hell, it's unacceptable. And not only, it's intolerable, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to scream loudly, longly, and if that goes to infinity, so be it.
Well, I do know that they are absolutely scared of anybody that is live streaming, and they're going to do anything in their power to make sure that the message doesn't come out.
And we're all going offshore, you know, real simple.
Data.
Yeah, they just won't be able to streamline the data as easily then. I don't think they're quite really that foolish. Remember, it's about streamlining the data, not the data itself.
Ah.
The media's already proved that, haven't they? They spin it one way in this country and spin it another in that country. Soon they'll be able to say, whoop, that IP address, give her these 9, 10, 12 stories from, oh, here, but change it up this way. You could almost see them targeting you specifically for how they want you to feel, the news they want you to read, the shows they want you. And really, that's part of, what do they call that new system, gig? That new global system, the global intelligence. It's a new Internet 2. And I'm trying to just remember some of the words they use to define it. A new type of streamlining of data that is actually kind of intelligent. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
Dr. Horowitz?
I haven't heard. You way out there. You get more information.
The Global Information Grid. That's what it's called. The Global Information Grid. And it uses, they have a name for it.
Jim, are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. Jim,
yes.
Will you do me a favor? Will you call? Hey Don, can you take him off the air and get his information, and I can call you, because I don't want people giving their
sure. Just go to the contact form. You know where that is at BBS Radio.
Yes.
And just send it right to him. Pick the inside hour, and send away, and we'll have.
Oh no, this is Mission Possible Radio.
Ah, correct.
Sunday.
Well, either or, we'd know. We'd get it to the right people. We handle everything with a personal touch.
Okay. Jim, did you hear that?
Thank you so much. I'll do that. And Don, I'm going to try to look into maybe buying some time. I'm looking to start a business and maybe getting some good reputable products under my belt.
We'd love to help you. We'd love to help you.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Especially if you were able to carry through BBS and the store, the Healthy World store, we really need a lot of help in getting these wonderful life-saving products out to people. So I know BBS Don has just posted a link as a partner with us, and if you could help us out anyway.
Well, it's the first video that I think we've ever posted, to be honest with you. I mean, and that's only because it's so near and dear to my heart, children. And when you're steamrolling the poor communities and then steamrolling various other communities trying to pass an agenda of death, then Dr. Horowitz really has defined what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's so well laid out that if you get In Lies We Trust or his material, you're really going to be up to speed, and then you can do something about the problem.
Yeah, it's not just the communities. It's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation going after these countries in Africa with their vaccination programs.
Scary.
It's on every scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when Buffett put all that money into there, and everybody was saying he's a hero and he's on all the magazines,
Warren Buffett,
you know, all I could say to myself is, first, this guy wants to give all the money away, and then he finds a foundation, and then he gets even more money added to the pie by one of the richest guys they talk about, you know, whose money's kind of known, a little small percentage of it, and here they both go screwing you in the best way possible.
You bet.
It's really, you, Dr. Horwich, you have to be correct. It must be a spiritual malady. A spiritual malady of some form, because it's really dementia. I mean, it's craziness. It's out there. I mean, it's so inhuman, I can't even quite get my mind around it anymore.
Yeah.
Sounds like your phone is ringing off the hook there,
that's part of being a station, I guess.
Hey, Tim, we're going to say, unless you have another question or another comment,
we'll let
we're
you
gonna...
go. God bless you all, and keep up the great work. Thank you for all you're doing.
Yeah,
Thanks, Jeb. You
do have that DVD, Cuba Oil Crisis, so people can see how they handled when the ships didn't come, and also Dr. Horwich is going to throw in a
In Live We
signed.
Trust. And Jim, please make many, many copies and bless many people with copies of In Live We Trust, okay?
I will. God bless you, Len. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Have a happy holiday season.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
All right. That was Jim. Regular call.
You know, I'd like to share. There's a couple things that popped into my mind that are relevant to this discussion. The first thing is, like, this whole concept of spirituality. You know, when I went to Africa and I saw the most devastating genocide I'd ever seen in my life, I visited the ghettos of Kenya. And, you know, there's only about 1.2 million people there living in the worst conditions you'd ever imagine.
They did it in Iraq with the uranium. They didn't even have to use pills. They made humans into a living battery of death.
Yeah.
Where they
yeah.
can suck it and suck it. When the battery's gone, well, you see how they're treating our heroes.
Yep. But you know what was uplifting for me? Despite that, I saw something in the African people. A spirit that you can't kill. No matter what you do, there's this holy spirit of love, of joy, of thankfulness. And I witnessed that in the worst place that I've ever visited. And that to me was really inspiring. The other issue is, I forgot my other issue. Go ahead.
Well, when you talk about that spirit that you were talking about seeing in Africa, I think back in the 60s and the 70s, I think over here in America, that was what they were experimenting on, to see just how much, you know, they beat those prisoners, they beat the people on the streets when they come out, they kidnapped them, they did all kinds of things, and still we're here alive and well today. They stripped everybody of their rights, and now they're going...
I remember.
Okay,
this
go
is
for
about
it.
Rights.
Yes.
Now, the issue that we've got to really seriously consider, everybody's got to consider it because it's vital to the issues at hand. It's about sovereignty. Look up the word if you're not familiar with it. Become a person who understands that you are a sovereign spiritual being. And in fact, when we pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, there's a republic of sovereigns. And that's the republic that we need to recreate. Now, about 35 minutes ago, we had Representative Faye Hanohano from Hawaii leave the place where we're broadcasting from in Hawaii tonight, the Steam Benin Health Retreat. She was our guest, and she is now empowered by the knowledge. She actually sat and watched. Now, get this. She watched In Lies We Trust the other night, and she just ordered, in fact, she ordered them 1,000 copies of 1,000 DVDs. They're sitting right downstairs right now. She wants us to produce it. She's going to be giving them out to hundreds and hundreds of people, from the governor on down and all the political circles. But the issue is, this is a woman who totally understands the Hawaiian political system. She's engaged with the understanding of sovereignty in the Kingdom of Hawaii, and she's nationally, there's a caucus for the Native Americans that have a sovereign designation already,
And in fact, many, many Native North Americans, Indians, and their organizations have been inviting we, white people, into that organization because it stands for this pure spiritual sovereignty. That means there's no entity, there's no government like the D.C. Corporation. Washington, D.C. is an offshore corporation. The United States of America is an offshore corporation. In that offshore corporation, you are not a sovereign. You are a straw man. That's why your name is written in capital letters on your identification cards, on your social security cards, on your driver's license, and when you go to court, your names are in caps because it's not you. It's not the sovereign. For us to really engage in a full spiritual renaissance and full emancipation of who we are, we have got to begin to understand, we have got to join sovereign thinking, sovereign moving organizations.
That's right. Because in God, I trust. It's God above all else. Go-to kind of guy. And I'm going to get my sovereignty back. I'm going to maintain my freedom. Our president says we must. And this kind of goes to you. What do you think when you hear somebody say we have to put limits on our freedom, and especially when it comes to that Internet, Don?
Well,
as his quote, we must have limits on freedom.
Well, of course. We got, you know, that's the thing. Give the crooks, you know, free rein and limit us, because we're the ones that can be limited. Well, I don't go for that old nonsense anymore. You know, they're going to try. Of course they're going to try. And if they get their way and enough people don't wake up fast enough, hold on, bear with me.
CBS.
We have another caller.
Yeah, right?
We do. We'll put them on, I guess. Here we go.
Here we go. Hello, you're listening to BBS Radio, Mission Possible, and this is the boss. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And
quick question, Michael. Quick question.
Okay. I've been having a very terrible week because somebody offered to do a free energy healing on me.
This isn't about energy healings. This is a quick question.
No,
are you on topic or are you off topic, my friend?
What is the difference between self-respect and pride?
What's the difference between
self-respect and pride?
And Christ?
And pride.
And pride.
And pride.
And pride.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your question. We'll actually answer that on the air and let you go so we can get someone else. Thank you.
Okay.
Self-respect and pride. Well, let me see if I can figure that one out. Self-respect, the issue deals with self-esteem. How much do you respect yourself? That means how much in high esteem do you hold yourself? Do you hold yourself as highly esteemed as the creator, because that's literally who you are. You're a powerful co-creator. You're a holy spirit-filled child of the creator. Therefore, you're totally part of the royal family of divinity. You're in the divine family. So how much do you esteem yourself? Now, the question becomes very obvious. You can really look at it by looking at your lifestyle. What are you doing for that holy spirit-filled temple? How do you start your day? What are you throwing into it? Are you throwing toxic waste under the guise of food? You know, the question becomes, what are you doing to nurture your body? You know, I know that one thing's for certain, that it is not healthy to be sitting in front of a computer screen or a television for hours and hours and days and expect that to bless your holy spiritual temple. So pride, you know, so in other words, your self-respect is intimately connected to self-esteem, and it's easily measured by looking at what are you doing in your own life. Are you reaping the rewards? By the way, if you're upset, if you're in anger, or if you're in depression, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. The Creator, does not feel angry like you and I. He may judge people and circumstances and resolve to basically put them back into the natural harmony. But he doesn't get angry and out of sorts like you and I, particularly around the holiday season when the darkness is all around us. And the reality is, if you're feeling depressed, it's usually a sign that says that some choice you're making, a lifestyle choice, something you're eating or not eating, or putting into your body that you shouldn't be, or some way you're mistreating yourself, is having that effect on depression and anger, anxiety. All of those disorders are a result
of non-action.
Of
yeah.
non-action,
right.
Of non-self-esteem, of non-respecting yourself, who you really are. You actually engage. You know, this thing called depression and anxiety, people have bought into it being them. It's not them. They've taken it on. It's like an empathic take on of somebody else's stuff. And the reality is, if you could free yourself, and it starts with respect, respecting who you really are as a holy child of the Creator. And then the issue of the immunity, too. Interestingly, the immune system functions knowing the difference between self and non-self. In other words, cancer cells are not you. You're normal. You're healthy. But cancer cells are not you. So your immune system, knowing the difference between you and not you, destroys that which is not you. But if you realize that a lot of people are dying from cancer, one of the major factors, and probably the most important factor, is this issue of self-respect and self-esteem. So, you know, the issue of pride, you know, pride always comes before the fall. You know, who we really are is, as a holy child of God, we're humble. Humility. It's not about pride. This whole, like, national pride. Look at where that gets you. You know, you love your nation, send your children to get vaccinated to go to war and see what you end up with. You know, pride comes before the fall. And the reality is, we need to be humble in this glorious blessing that we are of the Creator. And we should esteem that and, you know, give praise and glory for who we are, what we're doing, honor that, respect it, don't let anybody take it down or tear you down, and essentially give it all up to the Creator, as Reverend Roxy does every time she starts the Inside Hour.
Well, you know, it's interesting that he put the two together, self-respect and pride. And I think out of the pride comes a thing called arrogance. And I sometimes don't know whether a person is being prideful or whether they're just being downright arrogant when they're in that prideful state. Humility is everything, like Dr. Lynn said. So if the caller is asking about self-respect and pride and is dealing with this issue in his energy work, give it all up to the Creator and just be who you are in the moment. And if it's someone else that told you that you were being prideful or that you were not didn't have self-respect, do a little bit of an inventory. Do a little bit of an inventory on those two words in themselves and what you have been doing in your life that it would be interpreted as pride or lack of self-respect or having self-respect.
Scrap the words and go for integrity.
Integrity.
Integrity will say it all. When you,
yeah,
when you get
word.
Yeah, when you really get to that point in your life, the rest is just a part of it. And, you know, you become a part of life because that's the attitude that survives. The rest just dies.
Yeah. You know, the integrity issue is a very beautiful word to throw into this discussion. When you are in integrity with your identity, you are expressing divinity.
Beautiful. I love it.
Can't argue with that.
Absolutely.
Well, we are coming in. We got 15 minutes left of this show. I want to hear from somebody else. I got another DVD. I got another DVD.
You have
I want
another
to hear from somebody.
DVD.
I got another DVD.
All
this
right.
one people might have or they may not have, but we got extra copies of this one. Zeitgeist.
All
I
right.
think everybody should have one of those in their library. I'm putting Zeitgeist. I'm throwing them on the table here.
No.
I'm putting up. It's like poker. I'm putting up a Zeitgeist.
All right. Well, one more caller better call in because if they don't call in, they're going to miss out on quite a treat.
Yeah.
So 877-876-5227. Call in. You got some free goodies here, ones that we're advertising.
Yeah.
I mean, it's In Lies We Trust and the DVDs. Call in now, 877-876-5227.
That's right. And while we're doing that, let's see. Don, what is coming up for you on this? What's exciting coming up for you on the show? We got some new shows coming up?
You know, we actually got quite a number of new shows coming up. We're firming them up now. We're building a little different situation, working with a few different people. And I think that in the new year, we really will have our act together. But we've got a lot of great shows. Shows that more are of that flavor of take action.
Yeah.
Only because it's so important now that if folks aren't waking up to the real deal, that by the end of 2008, it'll either have steamrolled them or they've done some good. I don't think we have much longer than that. If their puppets get in and do the next administration and we don't get Ron Paul in there, I honestly don't know that there at that point would be any hope. You know? I mean, there would be, but Ron Paul would solve all the problems.
He would try.
He's a man of integrity. He's
Glenn, what you got coming up?
Well, actually, I have a question for Don. You know, what I'd like to see happen is that we start broadcasting live video, too. You know,
we're going to.
Shows.
Absolutely. In fact, we're moving right into that arena. There's just a few little things on the content management system that we're trying to finish up, and we should be able to do it.
Yeah, I think that would be a delightful thing to be able to broadcast live in audio and video from being here with you, Reverend Roxy, the great, beautiful, big island of Hawaii.
Well, it's simple to do, too. It's just a matter of you've got to do it better than the rest and do more than the rest. Because the technology around it's quite simple these days.
Beautiful. Well, I'd like to see that in the new year.
You will. Absolutely.
How many minutes we got left, Don? You got a clock over there.
We got as long as we want. You're the last show of the evening, so you really don't have a time limit, as do none of the shows at the tail end of the evening.
That's always nice. That's how it is on the Insight Hour, folks. And if you love Mission Possible Radio, you know you have to check in on Tuesdays for the Insight Hour. Same time, same bat channel, PBS Radio. We come on at 7 o'clock on, Big Island, and it would be
9 o'clock Pacific.
Pacific.
And midnight on the East Coast.
And midnight on the East Coast. Come on, folks. I want to hear from you now. We done have two callers. I want to hear another caller out there
hey,
call.
Hey, we know you're out
you
there.
Get this
yeah.
gift. You're out there. You're
they are out there. They're just they're playing shy. Give us a call, 877-876-5227.
My goodness, shy over the telephone. I just
don't understand. Yeah, you know, when I'm listening to a program I'm not the kind of person that can sit there. I can't just say, oh, I got to listen. I actually want, I'm such an action-oriented guy, I got to pick up that phone and go, hey, you're right or you're wrong, and here's why.
Yeah.
But I want people to know a piece of my mind only because I'm action-oriented. Things have already heated up to the point I can't be less.
You know, when I feel that way, when I'm listening to some bozo right-wing conservative wacko
yeah.
on mainstream radio.
There's a lot of them.
Man.
You know, they say there's 84% of those kind of idiots on the airwaves.
Gee whiz.
Talk radio.
You know, Don, I never shared with Len our experience of 2 weeks ago. You remember the caller?
Yes, I do. Oh, we do have one.
There
you go.
Caller.
All right. Delay. Maybe they're hearing it 3 minutes late. You never know. Here we go.
Time-delayed action. If they're for us, put them on. I've got this Zeitgeist DVD. And,
all right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
This is Boss RJ.
Who am I talking to?
This is Don.
Oh, this is Don?
Yes.
Oh, another Don. We got two Dons.
Hey, this is Don Nikoloff. I'm telling you, folks,
you
if you haven't seen a program, you got to listen to Evident Footprints because that is a program that's right up your alley, Dr. Horowitz. Fits in perfectly because really, if people don't realize that all the conspiracies are true, that's the really crazy part of it. They're all, folks, if you haven't taken it to the nth degree, you really aren't hitting reality yet.
Yeah, Don Nikoloff follows the Insight Hour on Tuesday nights. And Don, you're on, I think, what, four nights a week?
Five nights a week.
Five nights, beautiful.
Monday through Friday.
I remember you called me for an interview. And I was very impressed with your interview style and your knowledge. So I'm sure your show is a wonderful show, and I'll be happy. Every time I'm going off the air, I'll make sure I tell everybody, you stay tuned to Don Nikoloff.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to have you on my show again. Don't want to overwork you, but you've got some important messages.
Well, anytime, you're my brother, and you tell me when you need me.
Okay, I'll be in touch with you. I'm enjoying the show tonight, and I just want to commend to all of you for not just your courage, but your insight and your wisdom and your spiritual authority in bringing out this message. This is very, very important, and I'm grateful that that you're doing it.
Why, thank you for that. And you will. Have you gotten In Lies That We Trust yet?
I'm sorry,
Dr. Horowitz yet? The DVD?
I have seen Zeitgeist, actually, on Google Video a couple of months ago.
Well,
and
I'm
going to
send it out with In Lies We Trust so you have a hard copy for your DVD library.
Oh, I don't.
You?
I do not.
Okay, good. We're going to send it. We're going to send you out one. You know, the same thing. What, Don, they contact the...
Oh, yeah, Don, I'll just... I'll send you Don's contact information.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, Don, and if you could help us get In Lies We Trust into more people's hands, it would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, I absolutely.
We got two Dons on the line.
Yeah.
Something's
well,
dawning.
I'll do what I can do to spread the word myself. You know that, Don... Don knows that about me. Also, Dr. Horowitz knows that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the one thing about Don Nikoloff, Dr. Horowitz. He actually will put his mouth into action, put his action out there, and he does a great job of it. And he's a connector, and he knows what he's talking about, interviews great guests, and he's someone really, the exchange, just in a couple of people that have contacted me from his show, they're people with some pull. In internet type medium, so very well. Thank you, Don. You're just an asset to our network, and you're an asset to the listeners.
Yeah,
we love you.
I appreciate it, and I want to throw something out there. This is going to support what you're doing and open up some doors. You know, there is so much corruption going on in every facet of our government. In every facet of business, in every facet of the medical community, the oil companies, the pharmaceutical companies, it's just overwhelming. And Dr. Horowitz, I heard you speak. I got a chance to look at the. I don't have a copy, but I got to see your the Love Code speech that you gave, where you're describing what Da Vinci did and how he had the wisdom and the intuition to see or read between the lines and grasp the unknown and really make it manifest itself. And I'm with you on that. And in addition to that, this is something that they don't want us to know. This empowers us. The spiritual side of who we are is really what we need to come to grips with. That's going to be how we change this.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate that, Don. What I'm going to ask for everybody's prayer, I was just contacted this week by one of the nation's largest main event, big concert promoters and organizers for the concert that I think will have the most profound impact in opening up this spiritual portal for what we were talking about earlier, everybody getting onto the vibe of the perfect circle of sound, the Creator's frequencies, so that we can really, as in unison, have the integrity of spirituality, of divinity manifesting on earth as it is in heaven. So I want everybody's prayers that we have the concert for the 144,000, as it says in the Bible. It's going to be called, at least the one that we're going to organize, Concert for the Living Waters, or Live H2O, Live H2O. And my work this week will be involved in creating the paperwork, the press kit, and the concept, so that this very, very well-connected promoter can take it to the world's leading musicians and say, look, the reason why we haven't had success or far from the success we'd like with the previous big international concerts like Live 8 or Live AIDS is because we haven't used the Creator's frequency. We haven't invited the Creator into this mix. And what the Da Vinci Code reveals, the real Da Vinci Code, the Love Code, is the core Creator frequencies of sound that when we place it into the superconductor of water, this God, water is God, it's part of the triune God. Reread the book of Genesis right from the beginning. Everything comes out of the word or sound frequencies placed on water. So when we start to sing this concert internationally, and we may be doing it right over the internet, you know, it's a very simple thing to do to get 144,000 people, you know, maybe with a 5-gallon pitcher of water next to the computer. I mean, there's all sorts of ideas to vibrate the water, in essence, to open the portals to give praise and glory to the Creator, to fulfill Revelation 14, 1 through 3, where we will sing a new song that will instantaneously and miraculously deliver all of us from this hell, this Babylonian lunacy, into highest level spiritual integrity.
Yes, amen. Now, the Lord Yeshua has inspired me to write music, as I told you, and I have some great music coming forward. If there's any way I can be a part of that, I would love that. And I'm going to take
You have my second invitation, and now I'm going to say it live over the air. So we're tetrahedronrecords.com. If you go to tetrahedronrecords.com, you'll see that we've started a record company, and we actually have contracts right now going out to people who commit themselves to playing in these frequencies, so that we are exclusively representing performers who get it and who are producing in the Creator's music, not man's music.
And those frequencies are 528 and?
Yeah, well, they're 396-417-528-639-741-852. The ones that are going to be easiest for you to do, there's a tuner on that website. If you go off of that website, you'll see it's linked to my blog that has on it a free tuning fork that you can just click and it will play, and you can tune your C. It's a C tuning to 528 hertz. That's cycles per second. That's the middle of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum. That's why everything is green, because it's part of that love frequency of 528. But it's really simple. If you're a guitarist or even a synthesizer player, Korg makes a synthesizer that plays in 417, which is the true A. A is not 440. We got A 440 from the Roman Catholic Church. It's as far away from God's A as you can get.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
So basically, it's A417 Korg synthesizers, and you can have it on your little black guitar tuners that Korg sells for about $30. You can tune your guitars to A417. And those two notes are significantly different in the feel, in the resonance of it. It has different capacities. The 528 is more like it's more gentle than the 417. The 417 is ideal for rock and roll music. The 528 is ideal for folk and country music, a little softer music, classical music. And if you really want the most spiritually uplifting frequency for your music, then you have to tune to 396, 639 or 963. That's the triad. It's a real spiritual triad. The sounds like angelic quality.
Yes.
And it is, we believe that it is opens up the prime portal to the spiritual domain.
Yes, you're right with that, Dr. Horowitz. My intuition tells me that the Roman Catholic Church under Pope Gregory chose 440 hertz as a tone because of the carried out numerological equation, 4 + 4 = 8, 8 representing financial abundance. And so they wanted to subliminally induce the focus from a spiritual side, but intentionally or unconsciously to induce manifestation of money, which is exactly what they've done. Now, if you look at 417, the numbers add up to 4 plus 1 is 5, plus 7 is 12, 1 and 2 is 3, which is a sacred number. So they purposely shifted those frequencies to keep us from making contact with spirit, from making contact with the center or the source. They focused on the financial, but that was it.
Yeah, well, that it makes sense to me that they did that to literally dumb us down spiritually.
Yes, exactly. Well, you've heard some of my music. I have a wide diversity of music. And what you're saying about water is true. When we have a chance off the air, I'm going to share an invention that I have that can couple itself with music for purposes of healing.
Wonderful. I'm very interested in that.
And I've discussed this with Jim Murray, a scientist who appears on my show regularly. He's an expert in physics, electricity, electromagnetism, nuclear physics, astrophysics. He gets into the whole spectrum. He's like a Nikola Tesla. He says there's no reason why this invention will not work.
Beautiful. Yeah, you know, I've got a question, too. I'm in the process of coming up with a second version of a 3E, the Evolutionary Energy Enhancer, where I actually have now acquired the capacity to magnetize it, and that I'd like to instill a frequency, the 528 hertz frequency in it. So I really need some technical assistance in that project.
Well, we'll be happy to help you.
Wonderful.
I got a question for Don Newsom. Are you still there, Don?
Yes, I am. Oh, Don Newsom?
Yes, Don's still there?
I'm around. You
okay, Don. You know, Dr. Lennon is talking about this 144,000 voices.
Right.
I had a question, stupid or smart. I'm just going to ask it. Is it possible to designate, like YouTube has, everybody has their own little personal thing that they can go to YouTube and put all their stuff on. So there's millions of people on YouTube simultaneously downloading, putting their stuff out on the Internet. Is it possible to assign a channel to each voice and to mix simultaneously the
entire
together?
Yes.
You hear that
possible.
Many people at one time?
Yeah, you just mix one in and then another in, and however you want it to mix and overlay it or underlay the voices. And yeah, it's not difficult.
Using a computer program like Cubase, you could set up 999 tracks independent of each other. Now, you could sync two computers, three computers, four computers. That would be a pretty massive event, but there are ways to incorporate digital recorders. It's quite a question.
It's possible, though, right?
But it's possible.
That's good, because with God, all things are possible, and that's the name of this show, Mission
Well,
Possible.
Well, even if you had to do several at a time, combine several at a time and just run it that way, it could be done, yeah.
Mm. Or you could record in groups and then do what they call bouncing the tracks, where you mix them together and then add the new ones. You could make it as simple as adding all 144,000 together in the stereo track.
Wow.
A lot of ways
to do it.
Yeah, we
got an answer tonight, huh, Len? We can work on that proposal. It's going to take that kind of technology, especially since we know that some people will not be able to get to the location that we may be doing the big concert at. They could combine their voices with the people that are doing it live there at the concert, and we'd have 144,000 voices, or 144,000.
Yes.
Stay tuned, listeners out there, because you may be one of those 144,000 voices, and so you want to keep up on what's going on, because we're going to be moving forward, and that live H2O concert is going to be a reality, and it will not come now in 2007. We're planning it. It's going to come in 2008, because it's not too late.
You think it's going to be in 2008?
I do think that we should be coming around this time. I think that we should be 4 years into the Mayan calendar, you know, to the end. I think we should do it somewhere around December. You know, I
about
think 888.
Is that when they come back?
888.
I mean, is the Mayan calendar when they come back? I mean, is that really the day of the galactic return?
Well, all we know is that the Mayan calendar ends on, I think it's the 21st, is it not? Does anybody else know out there? Somebody can correct me, but isn't it 12/21?
December
21st,
yes.
The 21st. That's also designated to be the summer, what do you call it, the winter solstice. but the calendar starts over again. So that day actually in time is 0000.
If that date's correct, of course.
If that date. But the Mayan calendar has not, like the Gregorian calendar, is not like the Gregorian calendar, has never had to be corrected.
See, that's the thing. It was built in stone and put that way, and a lot of people say they were off. Well, if they're off, then are they off a lot? The whole damn thing off? If they're so precise in their mathematics and in the building of it, and they somehow, we all got it off, I'm still curious how that happened.
Well, yeah, I don't believe that they were off, quite honestly.
I don't think so. They were time travelers. They got their information.
Yeah, I don't see how it could be, but then a lot of people state that it's 400 years, 400 days, 40 days. And there's a bunch of them out there that all have their theory, but I tend to think, hey, look, I'm going with concrete. Man, the son of a bitch is built how high and how precise?
Yeah.
And how much of the data actually corroborates this?
They have to monkey with every other calendar that they put in place. I mean, when the Gregorian calendar came along, they woke up one day and 10 days were gone. Or they add 10 days. Or the emperor would say, okay, I want more taxes, and so I want to change the spring until summer, and they got all off. So we've had lots of machinations when it comes to the calendar. The Pope is the one who, and I don't trust the Pope.
Who does? I mean,
and if he starts the calendar, I know it's off.
Which one?
Yeah, the Gregorian, the Julian. We've had so many different calendars. This Mayan calendar, and even if it isn't, it gives us a chance to renew our spirit. If there is a day out of time and all of that, it gives us a chance to renew our spirit. And I think
it's whatever time we want
years,
it to be. So it could very well be 2012. Isn't it up to us?
It is up to us.
Yeah.
It really is up to us as to what we experience. And I think it's something that we're all going to experience together. I know I'm going to have a party on that day.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to be one of the guys on the rooftops trying to bring down the aliens, because I'll be drinking and partying and laughing so hard.
We'll all get together.
I'll be screaming, yeah, the world is going to end, knowing the next day I'm going to have a hangover.
Well, are you familiar?
That's because we're all on the other side.
Are you familiar with Michael St. Clair, any of you?
Just heard the name.
I am.
Michael St. Clair is a good friend of mine. We've become very, very close. So we are spiritually bonded in this whole thing. And he has written two books, Zen of Stars, and a new release, Foreseen, is being translated into a number of foreign languages right now. He's in Germany. He's soon going to be going to Switzerland. When he hits Switzerland next month, I'm going to have him on my show. He's been a past guest. And he and I both agree that the energy shift, and we're talking about the photon belt and what's happening to human consciousness, is really what's going to take place on December 21st, 2012. Now, we're moving, the planet's moving into that reality as we speak, and we must focus on internalizing this. We have to become sensitive to these energies, because we are going to assist the Earth in this process.
Yeah.
Others are going to be left behind. It's going to be a totally new reality. Now, part of this solution is us in our repentance. And I don't mean to sound dogmatic and become a preacher here, but we must speak to our Creator. We must speak to God individually and basically clean out the cobwebs from our closet on an individual basis and get out of this guilt trip thing that the organized religion puts on us. If we have free will, it doesn't make sense that God would punish us individually for exercising that free will. But our free will earn us whatever rewards we've earned, karmically speaking. If we murder, if we steal, rob, plunder, rape, destroy, that will be the karma that we receive. Now, with repentance, we are going to liberate ourselves. We will be forgiven on that basis. That doesn't mean that we escape the karma, but you will escape the destructive end.
Oh, you're always forgiven. I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't get you out of your responsibility.
Yes.
Like I always tell my kids, you know, thank you for telling the truth, but the fact that you lied means you're going to be punished. The fact that you told me the truth about your lying means you're not going to be punished as severely.
Yes, exactly. And,
well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, and although we do have the man who runs the station. I am going to conclude this conversation by allowing you
each to have one more moment.
Don and Don, please say something to our viewers out there about your show or what's coming up. The Don and Win Show or your show that's coming up. Who you have coming on, Don? What's your last name? I'm sorry.
Nicolau.
Who's coming up on your station, and how can the listeners hear you for those who may be hearing you for the first time?
Okay, I'm on Evident Footprints is my show. I'm on Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., and sometimes a little over, like tonight, on the last show of the evening, Monday through Friday. And I have people like G. Edward Griffin on. I mentioned Jim Murray, Michael Anthony, who's a scientist, healer, inventor, a health consultant, musician, lots of musicians. This week I have Rick Adams on the show, Charlie Giuliani. Charlie's an author, has written some books about 9/11. Rick Adams is known as the Paul Revere of radio, has his own show on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm joining forces with him in some endeavors. So these are just some samples.
A different Charlie Giuliani, by the way, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah, that's no relation to the cross-dresser.
Yeah.
What an evil being he is.
Yeah, he epitomizes it, doesn't he?
Totally.
Yeah.
He and she.
And
yeah.
Dr. Horowitz.
Yeah.
I'll name him, too, because I plan to have him on the show. And we can talk basically about anything. I'm coming forward. You're going to hear some new people who are out there in the movement. For example, Rick Stanley of the Stanley Tool Fortune is incarcerated in Colorado, and of course they're trying to set him up and just raid his empire. This is being done quite frequently, and we're going to try to get him out of prison. There is a young man who was in the Marines, David Fay, who was part of an experimental vaccine program. On November 28th of 2005, I just spoke to his family yesterday. I'm getting help from Dr. Bill Deagle and Randy Weitenheimer, who is a natural empath and a shamanistic healer. And we're going to try to reverse a disease that he's contracted from this vaccine he received. And I'd also like to get Dr. Horowitz involved in this if I can. But we're coming to the aid of the small people out there who have taken a stand and shown the courage to fight this, to speak out, because the only other choice they have is death. And we all will face that eventually in our own way, and I would rather it happen naturally than be the decision of some psychopathic idiot out there that just has his own bank account at heart. So...
Yeah, exactly. His bank account and his boner.
We touch everything. Everything you can imagine. Ufology, I'll have Jim Mars on. Some very unique people that are not in the mainstream as well.
Well, thank you for joining us this evening, Don. And it was a pleasure meeting you. And call any time.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Thanks
for having me on. God bless you all.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
Okay.
And Don? How about you, Don Newsom? What you got coming up on the Don and Win Show? Anything?
Well, you know, we don't even know what's going to happen, but it's addictive playing, isn't it?
Now, what day does your show come on?
It comes on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, Station 1. We don't really know what we're going to talk about. Me, you know what I like to talk about, but Win enjoys talking about other things, so we kind of get a happy medium somewhere in between. Yeah, so I never know what's going to happen. I don't think he does either, and definitely the audience doesn't, so it's always up in the air. I kind of like it that way.
Yeah, I do too. And Dr. Horowitz, what's going on with you this week? Anything coming up for you?
Well, as I said, I've got a project to write up the proposal for the concert for the 144,000 called Live H2O. That's this week. I've got a lot of work to do. We've got... at Steam Venon Health Retreat, we've got a health retreat coming up. We've got a lot of wonderful preparations to do for that, including a lot of weed whacking. I've got to get out there myself, get some exercise. That's one of the things I came to Hawaii to do is sweat a bit.
Yeah, you're losing a little weight there.
Yeah, instead of sitting at a computer screen for hours and hours and hours and, you know, it's not a healthy lifestyle. So at least here I'm getting some good outdoor exercise, breathing the most awesome air on the planet, and drinking the greatest water on the planet. I'm so blessed, Reverend Roxy, and, you know, I'm just very, very thankful. Thanks to everybody out there listening for supporting not only Reverend Roxy, who I think, I told her today, I said, you know, I've met a lot of people, but I don't believe that I've met a more intelligent and more creative woman in my life than she is. One of these days, folks, you got to call in and ask Reverend Roxy to sing you some of her own Broadway plays that have never been produced yet. She's got several of them that she's produced, and she can give you every single character in every single play. And she's an amazing person, so it's a privilege to join you, Reverend Roxy, on Mission Possible.
Thank you. Thank you. And for the listeners out there, I hope you enjoyed this program. I hope you have a great week. Stay tuned. We'll be listening and talking to you on the Inside Hour, same time, same bat channel. Don, thank you for making this a wonderful show. And you're the go-to guy. And Dr. Horowitz, same with you.
Thank
your whole love
right.
in my heart
oh,
for all of
you.
And we'll be back next Sunday. You know what time. Check your schedule, folks. I'm going to be here. So aloha.